Chapter 10. The End of the Trouble. Life at Three Chimneys was never quite the same again after the old gentleman came to see his grandson. Now that Mother had no writing work to do, there was time for lessons. This didn't always make the children happy, of course, but it also meant that Mother had time for play, as she used to do. As Jim's leg got better, it was very pleasant to go up and sit with him and hear tales about his school life and the other boys. Jim taught Peter to play dominoes, and altogether it was a nice quiet time. Only it also meant that the time for Jim to leave was approaching. Bobby, Peter, and Phyllis started to feel that a big change was coming. "I wish something would happen," said Bobby dreamily. "Something wonderful." And something wonderful did happen. It was a long time since they had last gone to the railway. "I wonder if the railway misses us," said Phyllis one afternoon. "We never go to see it now." "And we never wave to the 9:15 to send our love to Father," said Bobby. "Let's begin again," said Phyllis, starting right away. They ran down to the fence where they always sat to wave to the trains. Once more they waved their handkerchiefs to the 9:15. The old gentleman waved from his window, and there was nothing odd in that, for he always had waved, but all the other passengers waved as well. A sea of hands, handkerchiefs, and newspapers greeted the children. "How strange," said Peter. "Perhaps the old gentleman told them to wave," said Bobby. Now, this was indeed exactly what had happened. The old gentleman, who was very well known and respected at his particular station, had arrived there early that morning. He had waited at the door, and he had told each passenger who passed through the door to read one certain part of the newspaper. And those passengers had told the other passengers who were already on the train to read their newspapers. Then, when the train passed the fence where the three children were, everyone had waved. "I think the old gentleman was trying to give us a message," said Bobby. "He was holding a newspaper in his hand when he waved. It must have been a signal." "What kind of message?" asked Peter, puzzled by his sister's comment.
"I don't know," Bobby answered, "but I'm going to go to the station and talk to Perks. I don't feel like going straight home."
When Bobby got to the railway, Perks was nowhere to be seen, so she sat on the platform and stroked the station cat, which looked at her with big yellow eyes. When Perks finally appeared, he gave Bobby a big hug. "I'm so glad it has been resolved. What wonderful news!" he exclaimed.
"What news?" asked Bobby, confused.
"This," said Perks, waving his newspaper. "Why, they've caught the man who did it. Everyone knows now that your daddy didn't do it."
"What?"
asked Bobby, hardly daring to believe her ears. But already the 11:54 was coming into the station, and Perks had to get back to work. Bobby was left standing alone on the platform, the station cat watching her from under the bench with a curious expression on its face. Only three people got out of the 11:54 that day. The first was a man with two boxes full of live chickens. The second was a woman with three brown paper parcels. And the third, gradually, Bobby realized the third was Father. Father was home, and the trouble was finally over.